This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
News had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. 'Twas the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went out in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron and fiercely they fought. But with eyes on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ring out from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron and Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to fly to the Rhine, forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show down here till 4 o'clock, playing you singer-songwriters and having some fun. Today it's our last show before Christmas, so we'll do some Christmas stuff. And once again, we have one of Santa's elves come down to represent the folks at the North Pole. Welcome, elf.
It's called Fred.
Oh, yes, we have a new elf at our house. His name's Fred.
Elf on the Shelf.
He's pretty goofy, that Fred.
Yeah, he was playing the iPad tonight.
Yeah.
Your iPad.
Yeah, yeah. So school's over. Are you happy about that? Be careful with that.
Okay.
School's over. Are you happy about that?
How come I have a brown mic?
They're all brown.
No, some of them are black.
Oh, would you rather have a black one?
No.
Oh. Should I ask the question again or just move on?
Ask the question again.
Are you happy that school's over?
Yes.
That's great. What are you going to do on your holidays? You got 2 weeks off.
Go to Christmas and play video games.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yes. So you're going to stick around. We don't have to be anywhere today, so we can actually stay till 4 o'clock or who knows, maybe even later. If we're having fun, we could keep going, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see, but in the meantime, we'll play some Christmas music that doesn't suck. and show you the better side of Christmas music and have some fun. Jer's got some trivia questions and some Christmas jokes lined up. Here, do you want me to give you one Christmas joke before we start, Jer?
Yeah.
Okay, knock knock.
Who's there?
Murray.
Murray who?
Murray Christmas, one and all.
What?
Merry Christmas.
I only get that part.
Murray. All right, they get better from there, folks. I promise. But before.
Where did the snowman keep his money?
That's on the list too.
At the snowbank.
That's right. That's a good one. All right, before we get to the Christmas music, I gotta play you this song. We kicked off the show.
What's that noise? I heard squeak.
Okay. We kicked off the show with something from Jim Bryson and Jeremy Fisher feature.
I don't fish.
From the Instant Holiday album that Jim put out a couple of years ago. And he's finally got a new proper record coming out. It comes out not until February, for God's sake, which is going to be an agonizing wait. But if you go to maplemusic.com right now and pre-order the thing, they'll give you one song. And I got to be honest with you, when I first heard this song, I didn't get it. But the funny thing is the last couple of Jim Bryson records have been like that for me. When I first heard them, they didn't blow me away. But something kept me coming back. And the more I listen to this song, the more I absolutely love it. It's very different.
And I love it.
But it's pretty awesome. And how can you not love a song?
Me and you love it.
Called The Depression Dance. This is brand new from Jim Bryson. Go on out and order it so you can listen to this on repeat like I have.
It's called...
Carry the weight of the world around. I carry the weight everywhere. fill with tears. Wish I could go back and change these years.
Just
I know we were telling jokes there before, Jer, but what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Nothing.
I know. It's not funny. Do you like peace? Jer?
Yes.
You're all for the peace? How about love?
No.
What do you mean? Understanding?
Yes.
Okay, so we're good then. Right?
Yes.
All right.
I broke my drink.
Really? We'll fix it later. That's brand new from Shovels and Rope. They have a wacky kind of covers record called Busted Jukebox Volume 1. That's their cover of the old Nick Lowe classic. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
So many things.
So many things. So many. Before that, we heard another kind of wacky cover. Charles Bradley, The Screaming Eagle of Soul, has a brand new Black Sabbath cover. That was Changes there from Charles Bradley, and pretty gorgeous, I do say. And brand new Jim Bryson, The Depression Dance. What an incredible, incredible song. The album's called Somewhere We Will Find Our Place, and the album cover is also absolutely astonishing. It's just, it's wonderful. It's always great. I'm totally biased, so I would love just about everything Jim does, but there's something special in the water there. What now? Straw, right. Kind of. We need Grandma to remember that kind of thing. Well, we can go look out there, but hey. Okay, do you want another Christmas joke, Jer?
Yep.
Okay, how about, you told that one already. I don't know if you get that one. What do snowmen like to do on the weekend?
Go to the snow movies.
Chill out.
Oh.
Huh? What does Jack Frost like best about school?
His ice cycle.
Snow and tell. Get it?
Yeah.
Want one more?
Yeah.
So I don't know if this one's good or not. You'll have to tell me, okay? What do you get if you cross an iPad with a Christmas tree?
A present.
A pine apple. Pine.
I get it.
Tree. App. Oh, because it's an iPad.
An apple iPad.
Yeah. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. How about some, we're getting some requests. So nice to get some calls today. Keep them coming. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. If there's anything you want to hear, anything you want to talk about, you want to ask Jer a question. He's a man of many talents.
Yes, I am!
Knows things about a vast array of topics. If you have any questions, just ask Jer, 204-269-8636. You can also email me, Jeff with a J at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook and leave a comment. You can tweet me on the Twitter, at Jeff Robson. Lots of ways. Or come on down. There's nobody down here.
Dad?
Yeah?
You can eat those.
Why?
Because.
What happened?
I don't want them.
Why not?
Because.
All right. We'll talk.
Here.
Always good to get calls. We got Dale called in with some fine requests, some non-Christmas requests. We'll get to those. We don't mind jumping back and forth. But first, I got to play some stuff for my old pal Art,
who's
listening all the way from Beamsville. Gave us a call today. It is always good to know that man is out there. He's a wonderful soul,
and I want to paint him.
Yeah, Jeremy wants to know if he can paint you, Art. I'm sure he's never heard that one before, but all right. So you want?
Is he even listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi, Art. I don't even know you, but hi.
Yeah, hi. All right. So he wants some.
Dad, you say hi.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, hi, Art. He wants some some rockin' blues for Christmas, and how can I?
You get a lemon.
Yeah. Do you want to tell folks what show they're listening to, Jer?
UMFM 269-8366.
8636. But the show is called
UFFM.
That's the station.
UFFM. UFFM.
On this show, we tell
UFM.
All right.
UFFM.
Tell about
it. UFFF. FM.
Yeah.
rock and roll Christmas. Did you like that one, Jer? I noticed you dancing, shaking your booty. Did you feel the groove?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just you're supposed to pull. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's better. That was George Thorogood and the Destroyers by request.
Dad,
from Repel
which
Art.
Page am I supposed to pull?
Start on page 12.
It's like XXI.
Yeah, past those, page 12. Before that, we heard a couple from Joe Bonamassa. We heard Christmas Boogie, One Little Kiss, and the Christmas Date Blues from Joe Bonamassa. Ah! Thanks, Art, for those fine requests and for giving us a call and letting us know that you're still listening. Yeah, so we have these trivia questions, and like I said, Jer, some of these are pretty dumb. Like,
I found it. Okay. Sugar plums.
Okay, but you have to ask the question. Like, here's a good one, okay? What is the traditional snack to leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve? Is it wine and cheese, coffee and donuts, cocoa and cake, or milk and cookies?
Milk and cookies.
That was a pretty hard one, wasn't it?
No, easy.
Are you on the right page yet? Page 12?
I'm on page 12.
Okay, read number 6. This is a pretty funny one, too.
Okay. What does Santa Claus wear on his feet while delivering presents around the world? Sandals.
Sandals, yeah.
Sandals, slippers, boots, or
galoshes.
Galoshes.
Those are rubber boots. So do you think you can figure out which one it is? Sandals, slippers, boots, or rubber boots?
I know it's a tough one. Phone us if you know.
Yeah, okay.
Phone us.
Here's another good one. Who makes all of Santa's toys in his workshop? Is it gnomes, elves, dwarves, or fairies?
Oh, I see that. It's number 3.
Okay, how about number 7? Read number 7.
Okay, what does Santa Claus carry all his toys in? A breakfast.
A briefcase.
A briefcase. A tote bag. A magic sack. A shopping cart.
What does Santa carry his toys in? A briefcase, a tote bag, a magic sack, or a shopping cart? It's a tough one. But if anybody thinks they know the answer to any of those questions, 204-269-8636.
Probably a magic sack.
Yeah. You think? Oh. Okay, I got to read one more just because it's so funny. What sound does Santa Claus make when he laughs? Is it ha ha ha, he he he, ho oh, ho, ho ho, or yuck yuck yuck? Yuck yuck yuck.
That's number 9.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so
it's ho ho ho.
Yeah. Anybody want to try any of those questions? Well, you gave away
that's
answer.
Really easy.
Yeah.
Okay, which one should I do?
Number 10 is pretty good, or number 11 is pretty good.
Oh, I'm going to do this one. Which word does not describe Santa Claus? Jolly, generous, merry, or grouchy?
Grouchy. Which one does not describe Santa Claus? Jolly, generous, merry, or grouchy?
Okay, I'm going to try number 10. Okay. What color is Santa's bird?
Beard.
Gray, white, red, black.
It's, I kind of want to say red.
Everyone knows that it's red.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, so the phones aren't exactly ringing off the hook here, Jer, but maybe if we play some music and give people some time to...
Santa brings me a banjo!
We'll get to that. We'll get to it.
When?
But we got some requests in there as well. And,
boo! I want to read one more.
Do I have to turn off your mic again?
No, I want to read one more.
How about number 12?
Okay. How many times does Santa check his list? Once, twice, three?
Thrice.
Never.
He never checks his list.
I think never.
Never checks his list. All right, we got a call from Dale, who's out there listening once again. Thanks, Dale, for giving us a call. Requested some fine stuff.
What does thrice mean?
Three times.
Oh.
You said that word today.
I know.
I was like, how do you even know what that means? And now you're telling me you don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
Dale, give us a call. We'll play some stuff for Dale. We also got a call from our pal Jan. Okay, mic's going off. Unfortunately, our pal Tim is back in the hospital, which is terrible. Jeremy, stop it. Which is terrible. But we're going to try and cheer him up with some good music. And his one request was that it shouldn't be Christmas music. Stop it. Don't. I'm going to tell Jared what you're doing. It's going to take us off the air. Okay, Dale wanted to hear XOK. We haven't played that one in a while. We'll play XOK, but he also wanted to hear something from a good friend of ours. Here's something from the brand new record, and a fine, fine record at that. It's called Sanctuary. This is Martin Joseph. Tell the band to go home.
Walking the other way. When will we find? When will we find? When will we find love now? Keeps walking the other way. Walking the other way. When will we find justice that tears down this wall, rises up above me and brings misery to all? Tear down that jagged wire and walk this land free. Return into our home and fields. We still got the key, still got the key. And in the morning, hope is searching. But come the evening, she is lost. In this one life, we're not rehearsing. Truth is for us, but time is not. And I said, when will we find? When will we find? When will we find peace? Now keeps walking the other way. When will we find? When will we find? When will we find peace? Now keeps walking the other way. Walking the other way.
okay, it's okay. X 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 okay. Watch him go.
down here that wanna know. Just level land, far as you can point your hand. Nothing but level land. And mama used to roll her hair back before the central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish, and I'd wish we both could fly. I don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play. Smoke on the water, joy to the world. And I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet. And I'm getting on a whisper jet, gonna fly as far as I can get from level land. Done the best I can out in level land.
Stop me, stop my loving you.
Nothing Can Stop Me. That's Buddy Miller from the album Poison Love. Oh, that's such a good one. Send that out to Tim, who's eagerly awaiting. There's a compilation coming out early in the new year, put together by Buddy Miller, of stuff that was recorded on those Cameo cruises. And everybody who's cool and amazing performs on those cruises. And our amazing friends Tim and Jan have gone on a couple of those cruises. Lucky buggers. And hopefully Tim will be up and running around soon, and maybe they can get to another one of these days.
Okay, are we going to read some more?
Hang on, just let me do a couple things first. Before that, we heard The Heartless Bastards from the album Holidays Rule. We heard Blue Christmas. I know we weren't supposed to play Christmas music for you, Tim, but I figured you might allow an exception for The Heartless Bastards. We heard James McMurtry and his Heartless Bastards before that from the album Live in '03. We heard Level Land. We heard NQ Arbuckle in there with XOK. And Martin Joseph, When Will We Find, from his new album Sanctuary. You know what? First, we got to do, Jerry, we got to take a break, pay a couple of bills, and then come right back. Here, just to shorten the break a little bit, I'll tell you that you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.